Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up with the cicadas? Are they going to take over the entire nation? Joining us is zoologist Jim Knox from the Beardsley Zoo. Jim, what's happening? Raven has been fascinated, and all he talks about is the cicadas taking over the country.
I mean, I know, Jim, that there have been busy years before, but I hear like this year is a year like we have not seen in decades. So tell me, what is going to happen?
Oh, my goodness, guys. Really cool year for cicadas. We have, throughout the country, we have different species of both annual cicadas and periodical cicadas, the ones that come out in this huge emergence that we're talking about that happens this year for many parts of the country. They come out in the billions, literally in the billions. I was all set to talk about the cool stuff, the natural history, and this might have taken a really interesting turn.
Well, this is Raven's fault.
Well,
Raven's fault.
I don't know, guys. Blame my algorithm or whatever, but I saw an article that cicadas, they've been peeing on me my whole life, and I didn't know it. I was not aware of this situation. And if you have never heard of this, Anna, these cicadas pee with such a force that it's like, I mean, no bug should be doing this. That's all I'm saying. Is that right, Jim? Isn't that right?
What is he talking about?
Well, I have to say that Raven is actually, he's correct here. You know, these guys are pretty remarkable. Basically, they feed on plant juices from deciduous trees that shed their leaves, and it's very, very low in nutrition. So they have to process incredible volumes of plant juices to feed those big bug bodies. So they have this high-pressure jet. They have jet streaming of their waste products, their urine, basically.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Raven, it's like you when you go to McDonald's. You order three number sevens, and it's three times your body weight, and it's got to expel somehow.
It's going to push the thrust, right? It's absolutely true. Jim, true or false, I saw somewhere that it said a cicada is releasing these, there's no great way to say it, all right? It's expelling these plant juices at a force that is greater than a human or an elephant. True or false?
Relative to their body weight and mass, that is true.
On a serious note, though, like, they're so loud. Are they all loud, all the different kinds? And the ones that are emerging this year in the billions, like, what happens when they just swarm? Like, is it a bad thing, a good thing?
For the environment, you know, for the health of the planet, it's a very good thing. When you have these incredibly abundant emergences of insects, that means that, you know, the bounty has been set, right? The table's set for all these other species. And it provides a real boost of protein into the environment, and it provides balance for all these other species. But in terms of the noise they produce, their sound, they have these structures on their body called timbals, and they vibrate them on their abdomen. It makes this very loud sound, almost like cutting wood. It can reach 100 decibels. And if they have a prolonged chorus, it would be damaging, could be damaging to our ears, but they normally will chorus and then ebb down.
Jim, are they making this noise while they're going to the bathroom? Because sometimes I need it quiet. Other times I need some noise in the background. I don't know.
That I can't say. But what I can say is that when you pass under these groves of trees in the summertime, we're talking, you know, in the heat of the summer, and you sometimes feel what feels like a mist on you that's sometimes called honeydew mist, cicada rain. And these are euphemisms for what we've been talking about, right?
Oh, my God.
Exactly. That's disgusting.
The jet stream that gets aerosolized. It comes out of the animal 10 feet per second.
That's what I'm saying. There is a video here, Jim, of one going 9 feet.
Okay.
9 feet.
I like how they give it these nice names like honeydew mist. Like, you're like, oh, would you like a honeydew mist facial? You're like, yes. And then you find out it's that. You're like, no.
I feel like we've all learned something here, Jim. And the outlying message is carry a poncho.
Zoologist Jim Knox, thank you so much.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.